This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Wait, have you gone yet?
I've been, yeah.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Cute.
Just once. We took both kids there. They each got...
Aww.
Your daughter's too... Oh, my God.
No.
It's like lighting money on fire. We're talking about Build-A-Bear?
It's called parenting.
What? You're right. Oh, my God. There's some Disney... Are we airing Disney commercials or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're doing something. Why didn't this exist when my kids were little? Like, you can take your kids... They're doing a thing now because I think they're hurting because they've raised their prices too much.
Yeah.
And now they're like, hey, if you got a under 10-year-old, it's $50 or something ridiculous.
For Disney?
Yes.
Just Disney World or whatever. Like
any of them. I think they're just doing like a deal. It's like now it's just for a limited time, but it's like they're because I don't know if you've priced it. I'm going to let you know, buddy. You're not going to get out of this without taking your kids. You have to take your kids to Disney at some point. You're in a weird spot because your kids are sort of the same age distance as
ages,
mine are.
Children ages 3 to 9 can visit a Disneyland Resort theme park for as low as $50 per child with the purchase of a special one-day, one-park ticket.
So you still have to buy your full price, like $300 to walk
and
through the door?
And that's not the park hopper. It's just one.
One yeah. day, yeah. Which but I kind of do
then, but then an extra 50 for
imagine paying $300 per person and your daughter is like, she's in a stroller and not doing any of the rides. You're like, oh my God, I just lit money on fire for this kid to just sleep in her stroller all day. But then you, like, if you wait too long, then your son's just not into like... the little stuff, like the Dumbo ride, and you're like, oh, and then all he wants to be on is the big rides, and you're like, oh, geez. Yeah.
Or he's like, let's go look at the princesses again.
Yes.
Like, hey, easy.
You have to be, okay, what were we talking about? Oh, Build-A-Bear.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm spitting a ton. So Build-A-Bear, I don't know, I feel like you wasted the money on your daughter or whatever, but you went and you made, like, what did your kids do? Did they like really pick it out or they just kind of like, ugh.
My son definitely picked it out because he picked a dragon, actually.
They have so
many different things
they
now.
They have so many collabs.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I thought it had to be a bear.
No, they've got Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, wow.
They had like a bunch of random, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he got a little dragon and he got like basketball shoes for it and a little basketball. And then she got a bear, I think.
Did she pick?
Nah, not really. Okay. No.
Not really.
Right. I think we had been given a gift card for a birthday or something. Okay. So
there
was fun. It was enjoyable. And, you know.
Well, the reason I was asking about them picking stuff, there's a story on the internet. This 7-year-old had a birthday party at Build-A-Bear. All the kids were invited. Everybody got to make a bear.
Nice.
Cool.
Fun.
End of the party.
I think there was a party there when we went going on when I was there.
Okay, let's pretend it's your kid's birthday party. Are you buying the bears for everybody?
No.
Why not?
If you want to buy a bear, you're paying for it yourself.
But it's like if we go to Boondocks.
No, I remember the last one that I went to, like last week. No.
You're a grown ass woman.
I'm kidding. I was elementary.
Okay.
The birthday party parents paid for the bears, but all of the accessories
you
we
had to
paid
pay for. Yourself.
That's what it was.
Oh.
So you just get a basic stuffed torso.
Yep.
And then if you want to put Jordans on it, that's on you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So this, in this particular instance, The parents of the birthday boy, I think, paid for everything. I'm not 100% sure on that. But at the end of the rainbow, everybody's made their bears, everything's all done, and then mom of the birthday boy goes around and goes, yoink, 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 yoink. She's like, thank you for making bears for my kid's birthday. And gives all the bears to the birthday boy.
It's
his birthday.
It's a little classless.
It's his birthday.
And if you are covering the bill, then you paid for it.
Yeah, but you have to tell the parents and the kids. At the beginning.
I'm trying to think, like, if you go to Chuck E. Cheese or something for a birthday party, you pay for everyone to have whatever 20 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they get to keep their prizes that they win. But you,
why?
Yeah, because you paid for it. I don't know.
That's a good angle right there. Like, at the end, don't even let them get the prizes. Just like, how many tickets you have, Timmy? Oh, you have 300? Thank you. Yoink. And then, oh, how many tickets do you have, little Johnny? Mm-hmm. Yoink. And then you hand the birthday boy 4,000 tickets. Mm-hmm. And he gets to go get the boom box.
And everyone gets to cheer because it's his birthday.
Yay! Yay!
Yeah. But I want my tickets. Those are mine.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.